welcome to the PSPA podcast. I'm Liz Sturgis, a PSPA volunteer, and this is our 13th episode. Today we're speaking to another PSPA volunteer, Catherine Embry, who coordinates the PSPA Youth Support Group. Welcome, Catherine. Thank you for joining us today as we mark International Youth Day by talking about the specific support PSPA provides for young people.
Thank you for having me. Very grateful to be on here.
Great. So with your help, the PSPA Youth Support Group first launched during September 2020. Can you tell us a little bit about your motivation for coordinating the group?
Yeah, of course. So 2020, as we all know, we were all stuck at home for a while. Yeah. And I moved home from university and my father had PSP. He was diagnosed when I was 16. And I went through all with since I was 16 and helped mum, but I moved away to university and then came back during the pandemic, like lots of students did. Yeah. And I suddenly realised that actually I didn't know anybody my age that had a parent with either CVD or PSP. And I thought, you know what, it can't just be me. It doesn't make sense that I'm the only person with a parent or even a grandparent that's got this.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know it's incredibly rare, and it does tend to affect the slightly older age groups. So the chances of having a child while you have PSP is lower, or a child my age at least. But I thought, you know what, it can't just be me. There've got to be other people. And as brilliant as my friends and family are and were, it's just different. And even if you've got an ill parent, PSP is different, and it is really helpful to be able to talk to somebody that just gets it. Yeah. And I'm sure people that are in any form of support group or have friends or family that have been through something similar, whatever it might be, whether you've got a friend that's parents gone through cancer and then you can bond through that or whatever it might be, it is a very specific experience. And it's just stuff that you can't really get across to other friends, no matter how supportive they are. And so I was sat at home in August 2020 and I just thought, there's got to be something I can do about this. There's got to be a community that I can create. So I got in touch with the lovely people at PSPA, and indeed there were lots of people, turns out, across the country that needed this group, actually. And
yes,
I created it because I needed the group. And I hadn't really anticipated how much other people needed the group. I created it for very selfish reasons. And it's actually grown and grown and become much bigger than me, which is very humbling. And I feel very proud that actually we have that group. It's grown from there.
Wonderful. And there's something about being in a support group, as you said, whatever the reason you're in a support group, that there's an amount of things that you don't have to say because they're understood.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep explaining yourself, do you? Explaining the condition, which is really helpful. You can get onto a bit more nitty gritty sometimes, can't you? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Not explaining is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And also just understanding that, you know, some things don't need to be said, because even if people are asking a very, you know, kind and informative way, sometimes it is exhausting to try and explain why you can't go out to this because you're caring for somebody or whatever it might be. So actually having those people to not explain, just go, oh, this happened today, and they'll go, yeah, that happened to me yesterday, and you go, oh yeah, and you've got exactly the support that you need.
Yes, absolutely. So that's great. So how often does your group meet, and how, and what are its aims?
So we meet once a month. Another positive thing, there weren't many positive things about the pandemic, but one of the positive things is obviously the use of Zoom. So we've got people from across the country. We also have a few people internationally that join the group. So we do that on Zoom. We're hoping to do a in-person meetup soon. But COVID's got a little bit more rife again, so we will see. And anyone can join from wherever. We tend to meet on Sundays because it's just a little bit easier, but they depend. And we also have a WhatsApp group, which has been actually really, really helpful for people to just reach out with, oh, I've had a really bad day, can I give someone a ring? Or just chuck a message in, whether it's positive or negative. Sometimes it's just, look, I had a really lovely day with mum. and then picture of wherever they were, or even more practical stuff like, oh, I am. Has anyone tried this medication before? We're having this problem with it. Does anybody know? Yeah. And then putting in touch with different people. It's just a bit of a network of support, whether that is, I've had a really bad day, and everyone goes, oh, sorry, what's happened? Or actually more practical in terms of, has anybody used this eating support or whatever it might be? So it's both practical and sometimes just having a bit of a rant because you've had a rough day with a parent.
And are most of the people who come to the group hands-on carers, or are they?
It's a bit of a mix. So I am one of the youngest. So it tends to be that we're all around our 20s. We're looking at the moment, actually, and we'd love to hear people and get in touch if got people that are under 18. We've got a few people interested that are under 18 that we're going to create a separate group. So tends to be people that are either hands-on carers with other support, or somebody that does also just live in with the parent. I was very lucky. I feel very grateful. I was never a full-time hands-on carer. My mum was wonderful and is wonderful and took a lot of that responsibility off me. So I was very, very, very lucky. So we've got a real range. So there's a real range of people to offer support, and it means that when somebody joins the group, whether they live at home with their parents or whether they've moved away and they're just struggling with that separation with a parent that's ill, there is somebody that can offer a bit of support and a shoulder to lean on, because it is different for everybody.
Yes.
And sometimes actually not being there is more difficult because you feel like you want to be able to help and you can't. And so much of being ill with PSP and CBD is things change quite quickly, and sometimes it's quite difficult not to immediately be there. So having this support group on hand is very handy. You can just text and go, what should I do? Should I go? Should I not go? And people can help.
That's wonderful. And it's also good to know that people don't have to be hands-on carers to come to your group.
Absolutely. No, everybody is welcome. Yeah. If you have a grandparent with PSP or CBD, you're more than welcome. We have mostly people that have parents with it, but everybody is welcome. Even if you've got a loved one, it doesn't have to be a large biological parent by any means. Everybody is welcome. If you have a loved one with either of the conditions, please do join, because the main thing for me was having the support of somebody that was similar to my age rather than what their situation was. We've got people from all different backgrounds, we've got people from all over the country, but the one thing that connects is that we're having to deal with this really rubbish illness at a really young age, and the fallout from it, because a lot of the support that I was necessarily offered, or leaflets that were given out, it was all support groups, and those are wonderful, but they were all, you know, 40, 50 plus. And while everyone was absolutely lovely and very, very welcoming, it's just a very different experience. And it's really lovely to have peers that understand what's going on. And silly things like, oh, you know, I really wanted to go to the pub this evening with friends or whatever it was, and I wasn't able to because of this. Or I'm struggling with my new grad job because I'm trying to juggle that with caring responsibilities, or worrying about my little sister who's back at home with parents and they're not being able to, you know, go out and enjoy their friends as much. It's very specific things like that that I think this support group helped, that wasn't there originally. And also explaining to people that it's not frivolous to, you know, feel bad and feel guilty, that actually, yeah, they do want to just sometimes live a normal 22-year-old life, or an 18-year-old life, whatever it might be. You can be a wonderful daughter or son and look after your parents and feel awful about it and be there, and also, you know, want to go for dinner with your friends, and that's absolutely fine.
Yes.
And you know, guilt is wrapped up in being a child with a parent that's ill, and it always will be, because you never feel like you're there enough. And you never will. And actually, that's something I learned over the period. And actually having a support group is really nice, because we all went, oh my God, I feel guilty all the time as well. And it's really lovely to have that. And we all go, yeah, but you shouldn't. And we go, yeah, I do.
And that's the reality often of support
groups. Exactly.
But it's so important to be able to say to people, actually, it's okay to go out. It's okay to have a bit of time for you.
Absolutely.
You need that. Yeah. So as well as that sort of emotional support to people that obviously is a really important part of the group, what other sorts of subjects do you chat about in your meetings, and do you do it on a theme each time, or is it an open forum, or how do you run it?
A bit of everything, to be honest. We have had themes with themed months where we've had people come in and give talks, but generally it's an open forum. I would describe it as a social group that focuses on, you know, how to navigate having a family member with PSP or CBD. So it is an open forum. If somebody particularly wants to talk about something, they are more than welcome to. And everybody, I don't know if I've just been incredibly lucky. I don't know if people with parents that have CBD or PSP are all lovely, but they seem to be. So everybody is very, very welcoming and very supportive. And also completely understand the situation that everybody else in the group is in. So very, very willing to listen and help and offer advice. So sometimes it might be, my job isn't letting me work from home. I'm really struggling with getting over to see my dad as much as I need to. What do you guys think? What could I do? Are there loans from the council in your area that can help? Or is it actually, oh, we've got somebody in the area that can drive you if you can't drive? So practical things like that, but also, hey, I had a really nice week last week, so I ran the marathon for PSP, you know, how's your job going? Just have a bit of normality, because I think sometimes, particularly for people that are living carers, that normal social seeing people that are in your age group completely dissipates. And yeah. I was very lucky that I never had that, but I'm very aware that, you know, sometimes, and particularly coming out of the pandemic, which I know we've been coming out of for a while, but it just feels relatively recent.
It feels like it, yeah.
It can be really isolating, and if you're not able to, particularly working from home, particularly with a lot of people have just left university in the group, it's really hard to have those social groups and build up that social group if you are then also caring for somebody or worrying about somebody that has PSP or CBD. So having that ready-made support social element, I think, is really, really important. And you know, it's been really lovely to see people in different areas meet up and form friendships almost separately of the group, which is lovely. So people have been, you know, going out for coffee or actually forming friendships. And I've met up with quite a few people from the group individually. And it's been absolutely lovely to get to know people and actually see people outside of a screen. People are much taller than you expect. As it
yes. And that's, I was going to ask you, what sort of support, you've mentioned the WhatsApp group and, mm-hmm. and the monthly meetings, and you're hoping to have a whole group get together, but I was going to ask you how many people do manage to meet up on the, bearing in mind that you are covering the whole country and international, but obviously a few people do, and that works, does it, works well?
Yeah, so I would say that the primary thing about the group is anybody is always at the end of the phone. If you need anybody, they will be there and pick up the phone or answer a message. But what's really lovely is it started to trickle now that people have gone, oh, you're also in London, let's go for coffee, or actually Liverpool isn't that far from Chester, it's really close, let's meet up in the middle. We've, you know, I can do 2 hours on Tuesday. And I think what's really lovely about the group as well is that people understand that you necessarily can't just leave for a weekend. And I think that sometimes is hard for friends that don't have parents that are ill to understand.
Yes.
That you can't necessarily just up sticks and drive 6 hours and then and stay away for a night or two nights. And so I think it's quite lovely that people understand in this group that actually I can fit you in between this and this, but then I've got to take dad to a hospital appointment, or you know, I need to be on call in case mum needs me. So there's that immediate understanding that, you know, this isn't me being rude, running away because I've got to go. I've got to go.
Yes.
So it's essentially just anyone that needs it is there and they can call. And it has been more online, just the nature of the times that we started it.
Yes.
But it is starting to trickle into the real world, as it were.
But I think also because of the nature of of the number of people that you've got mm-hmm. and where they're, you know, around the country, mm-hmm. then the opportunity to be online and actually have that infrastructure available to you is wonderful, isn't it? And as you said, that's one of the few things that have come out of the last couple of years as a real positive. And in fact, we're doing this podcast over Zoom as well, aren't we? So in case people wonder whether we've got together or not. Yeah.
It's really lovely as well, because we've been able to connect with people that we wouldn't have been able to if it wasn't online. Mm. So I think something that's quite nice is there aren't enough people regionally that have parents with PSP or CPD that A, would want to be involved, or B, can be involved. Mm. So it wouldn't necessarily work in, you know, a Northwest youth support group. So actually having the element of everybody in the country and a few internationally, being online enables us to do this. So we've got members in up in the Northwest, we've got members right down south, quite a few in London. But I think if we hadn't done it online, it would have just been London. And that's really exclusionary, I think, in mm-hmm. terms of you can't reach people if there aren't, you know, the groups to run it, the people to run it. It's also a financial thing for people to try and get to certain places, or time thing if people are working. So doing it on Zoom has definitely, I was considering potentially trying to turn it into an in-person, but it doesn't make any sense for us. We're going to try and do an in-person meetup and do socials, yeah. but the actual group is definitely staying online, purely just for everyone's convenience. And it means that as many people can join and get help as possible, which is, you know, the ultimate goal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And talking of help, in terms of feedback from the group members, what do you think the main benefits are that people are saying they're getting from coming to the group?
I'm blowing my own trumpet now. What I found is I started it because I thought it was a gap that needed to be filled. But actually, all of the brilliant stuff is from the group itself. I kind of just coordinate the Zoom links and occasionally a speaker, but then everybody else being wonderful takes over from that. I think the main feedback I've got is just having this sense of camaraderie, kind of what I was saying before, having people that just get it, saying, you know, dad fell backwards last week, and everyone immediately going, I completely understand, or, oh, we're struggling a little bit with swallowing this week, and then not having to explain, as part of PSP, you struggle with da 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 da, whatever it might be. So having that ready-made, it's almost ready-made friendship, because you already have this one thing that you understand. Even if it's, you know, it's ironic, because I've made some really lovely friends through the group out of such a horrible, horrible situation.
Yeah.
And something that I hadn't anticipated as part of the group. So I started the group in September 2020. And then very sadly, my father passed away about a year later. Mm. Having the group was really, really wonderful, because we've got members that lost parents 5 years ago that are part of the group. We've got members that have joined because their parents have been diagnosed in the last, you know, 3-4 months. There is support for anyone along those stages. And I didn't start the group as sort of a ready-made support group for myself, but it has helped. And having those people to reach out that completely understand and know, you know, just, I'm sure people listening will completely understand when you've got friends that really help, trying to help with grief and really trying to support, but they don't really know how to help, because how are you meant to? There's no right thing to say, there's no right thing to do.
No.
But having people in the group that have done it, they just go, yeah, you know what? You'll do it at your own pace, take your own time. We are here if you want. I completely understand. And it's also a really safe place for if people just want to rant and then go, oh gosh, that feels really awful. I feel really guilty. That sounds really ungrateful. Everyone goes, no, 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 you can say it in this space. It's fine. Everyone understands. Yeah. Whereas if you said, you know, it's really unfair that I've got an ill parent, or I feel really da 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 da, you might say it out loud in a different forum and everyone might go, sort of don't understand what that is. But because everybody in the group gets it, it's a nice way of,
yes,
a little bit of a vent, because sometimes you do need
it. It's a safe space, isn't
it? Exactly.
Fantastic. And it's also nice to know that, you know, you can, and we're so sorry to hear that your father passed away last year.
Thank you.
But it's good to know that you've got that support at that point. And that, and you know, you hear of other support groups where people aren't invited to continue to attend once the loved one has passed away. And actually, that's really a, quite an important time to have the continued support, isn't it? So it's good for people listening to this to know that even if, you know, they don't currently have somebody who's living with it, who's passed away some time ago, that they could still access your group and be a part of it and have something to contribute to it and get some support from it. So
absolutely. And I would say as well, there's no pressure to come every week, every month. There is no pressure at all. People can dip in, dip out. You can come to one meeting and then never come again. It's not for everybody. Some people don't like the form of, you know, being talking in a group. Some people love it. You can sit there and contribute. You can do absolutely whatever you want. There's no pressure to come every time by any means.
No.
And some people have found that if a parent has passed away, the group has actually been quite triggering and quite upsetting. Mm. And so they haven't wanted to stay, which is completely understandable. And, you know, the support is there if people want it and they can message, but they don't feel, you should not feel like you have to stay once you've joined. Whereas other people have really found it quite comforting. So it's completely personal and completely up to the individual. And I would say, you know, just because you've joined, you can just sit in the WhatsApp chat and occasionally drop a message in if you've got a problem, or you can come every month. It's, you know, it's very relaxed, and I would never want people to feel, you know, obliged to turn up by any means. And I don't think people do. But it's very relaxed and should be a help rather than a burden to go, oh gosh, I can't make it on Sunday because I've got family dinner or whatever. Absolutely go to family dinner. Have a lovely time. We will be here as a resource when you come back. You can also go away for a year because you have a really manic year and then join again. It's here as an open policy. And if people want to join having lost a parent or a loved one, having not been it before, absolutely, please come along. We'd love to have.
And how do people go about joining? What's the process?
So it's a very easy process. We won't interview you, we promise. So I have an email that you can email us on. You can contact PSPA in general, and they will point you towards me. My name is Catherine, and just say hello and I will help. Or you can email pspayouth@gmail.com, which I will send to you guys and probably put in the link for the description. Email that, and with either, if you want a bit more information about the group, maybe you're still a little bit mystified about what it is exactly, or whether you are, I don't know, if you're concerned that you're eligible to join, you are, you're absolutely eligible to join. There's no pressure, just drop me a line and then we can invite you to the next Zoom meeting, or if you want to just give me a ring and we can have a chat, we can add you to the WhatsApp. There are lots of options, but that's the best way of getting in touch.
Okay, and is there a, you said it was sort of 18 plus, is there a top age or do you not
No, there's not a top age. It tends to self-regulate in terms of people don't tend to want to join the youth group because there are other groups that they can join if they feel like they're at the next bracket. It tends to be under 30, but that doesn't mean that people that have parents that have PSP and CBD, if they're over 30, you're more than welcome to join. But it does tend to self-regulate, but there is no top age. For the group currently, please do get in touch if you are a parent or a grandparent or auntie or uncle or whoever of a child that has a loved one with PSP or CBD. That's something that we're trying to work on, to have enough under 18s to have a positive forum, but also a non-scary and threatening forum, because you know, it's a really complicated thing to talk about. And with our 18 to 30 group, you can be a bit more candid because, you know, they're adults, and that while we are, you know, young people, that's a very different conversation than a conversation you'd be having with a 15-year-old. So I would really want to, in that case, reassure parents or grandparents, whoever are the guardians of the children, that, you know, it will be very sensitive. and we'd keep everybody in the loop at all points. But that is something that we're looking to set up at the moment, because I would really have benefited from that when I was 16. I didn't really understand what PSP was. There's no reason I would have done. Never heard of it before. No reason I would have done. And having other people my age to talk to that also were a bit confused probably would have
helped.
Probably would have really helped.
Yeah.
So please do get in touch if that is you, or you have a child in your life that you think would benefit from that. We're looking probably at over 12. If there are children younger than that, I'm very willing to talk and do a different forum, potentially just talk to them separately. But in terms of content and making sure that it's a positive rather than a scaremongering group, that's absolutely not what we want. We want them to have a camaraderie and a support rather than, you know, it being an overwhelming thing, because it's already quite overwhelming as it is. So we would like to be able to, you know, help and offer that support for as many people as possible. So please do get in touch.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you for joining us today. The Youth Support Group is a fantastic network to be part of and has a worldwide reach. So if you have any questions about the group for people aged roughly 18 to 30, please get in touch with the PSPA helpline on 0300 0110 122 or email the helpline at pspassociation.org.uk, or also the youth email, which will be on the details with the podcast. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm always willing to matter to anybody that needs it about any of the things we've talked about. You can probably tell I'm a talker. So if you want somebody just to natter at and natter with, I'm here.
That's brilliant. Thank you.